Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. For some reason, I'll get into this right now, and then I'll talk about what I was going to talk about. But I put Tuesday on the conversation on my thing that I wrote out in the description. If you don't know, Wednesday, when I was at work, a guy coming out of the cooler, when you push the cooler door just right, it can fly open and hit me in the head, and I had a concussion. That's why I haven't done a show since last Tuesday. So that's kind of why I just noticed it, because I read it as Thursday, that's kind of what's been going on. The president of my fraternity, Lambda UN Jefferson, died over this past week. Bernie Casey, he played him in Revenge of the Nerds. That movie is like classic, because it's a movie that makes sense to 20 years from now, where there are people that are like retard, kind of like no one likes them, they're the nerdy people, and they triumph over all the popular kids. You know, so it's a huge, and he's done many movies. I love him. Also, Indiana lost its favorite Bobby, as we lost Bobby the Brain Heenan, WWE Hall of Famer. If you watched wrestling like I did back in the 80s and the late 90s, he was like one of the big wigs. And when they did the WrestleMania here, he was like Indiana's favorite Bobby. President Trump addressed the UN, and I loved what he said. You know, of course, the liberals are getting their panties in the wad, because he actually made sense. And they don't know what to do, because, you know, he's actually going to do something. He's not just going to sit back and just allow countries to kill each other. Wow, this is, I don't know how anyone likes Rahm Emanuel, but ex-retired Chicago police sergeant Peter Canucks is talking about his thoughts on him, because like they are set to hit by the end of the year 800 murders. And he's in a conference talking about climate change. Oh, yeah, we hired 100 new police officers in Chicago. That sounds great, but when they had 400 plus put in letters of resignation, they're shorthanded like heck. Lord help us. Not that I was a big fan of John Kasich, really, but, you know, he's left the Republican Party, because, like I said, there's a bunch of Republicans that are in name only. He's a Democrat, and guess what also is happening? He's already got a running mate in the Colorado governor, and they've already had several events. There are people that are already planning presidential strategies for 2020. See, what I want to do is have one of the VPs for the Democrat Party be Barbara Walters, since it's going to be 2020 when they had the presidential election. Hey, and welcome to this Democratic presidential debate. I'm Barbara Walters, and guess what time it is? It's 2020. That was a stupid joke. But hey, I mean, it's about as smart as the Republicans are, but anywho. I want to get into that, and I also want to get into the fact that, yes, this is kind of like a ha-ha piece. Colorado Springs police are looking for a pooper. It's a lady that jogs that is defecating on people's lawns. This is no joke. There is actual surveillance footage from a house, and they're trying to find this lady and who she is. I can't make this stuff up. What? She goes to people's, as she's jogging, she is defecating, going to the bathroom, number two in people's yards. I can't make this stuff up, folks. This is the conversation. This is real. I wish I was, it's like a ha-ha piece. There was a guy, there was an Unsolved Mysteries that was talking about ha-ha pieces, and he did one in his radio show where, like, a cop took a gun and killed, like, three birds with one bullet or something, you know, and that's mine, you know. Also, now there's a leading group of scientists that say that, well, global warming is happening, but it's happening way, 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 way slower than we expected, and pretty soon it's going to go from it's happening massively to it's now it's very slowly happening to pretty soon they're going to come out and say it doesn't exist at all. But that's after they've taken all your money and ran. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. Peter 1:3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus from the dead. Now we live with great expectation. Think about that as you're going through your evening or day or whatever part of the time you're listening to the conversation, folks. If I kind of have a boo-boo moment, bear with me, I have a concussion, so hey. I do want to say this publicly. I want to apologize to IndyCar drivers and NASCAR drivers when they would hit their head in the wreck or something. I'm like, oh, the poor baby. Look at this Jimmy Johnson. He can't drive. He got a concussion. Now I know what they go through. I think that was God waking me up saying, hey, I'm going to make you experience what they've dealt with so that you can learn to respect that. But yeah, I always felt like, oh, concussion, no, okay, really? I went like 5 days, I think, and 5.5 days with a headache that didn't go away. And I was like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But that's kind of how the cookie crumbles on that one. Because, I mean, and it's no fault of anybody's. I mean, it's just a hazard of being a chef and working what I do for a day job. I want to get into, oh, wow, nerds. I love the movie. It was just like, it was like one of those, like, because like when they put the cameras in the sorority house, and it was like one of those movies that, like, yeah, all right, because like, it's kind of like that had that naughty part in it when you're like young and you can, you know, and it was on HBO or whatever back in the day. And then, but then when you sat there and you're like, I relate to these people. I'm that kid that, and what's amazing is how many girls I've met in school that, like, if you would ask me, I would have dated you. You're a cool guy. You're amazing. I didn't look at you as like some nerd or some like weird, kind of like unpopular tech person. And I always looked at it the exact opposite, because I'm friends with some people I went to like third and second grade and kindergarten and stuff like that, and I'm like, I always thought you were cool. I always wanted to invite you to my parties and stuff, and why didn't you? I'd have come. Okay. You know, and that movie related to a lot of people. It was done on a shoestring budget, you know, and when that movie came out, one of these guys goes, why didn't you roll this thing out big? Don't you realize what you have here? This is incredible. And these movies were made before they had massive cell phones, where the actors, you know, do their film shots, and then they're in their trailer on their phone. They're not, you know, they would watch each other's scenes and cheer them on and help. Why don't you do this? And they would, you know, they would help them in their scenes and do stuff like that. Where now it's like, here's my $40 million trailer. You know, I film my scene. When I'm done, I go to my trailer. Yes. He will be out in 10 minutes to film his scene. He wants the room at exactly 32.8456 degrees. So back then, they were doing it for pennies on a dollar. And Bernie Casey was UN Jefferson, you know, that gave them their shot at Lambda, Lambda, Lambda. The Tri-Lams. And he was just an amazing actor. His first movie was actually in 1969 when he did Guns of the Magnificent Seven. Check it out. A lot of his films were, you know, pretty cool. And he was just, it's just seeing some of these actors that were, when you had to act, when it was great, positive, you know, and it was, I mean, I love Frank Sinatra and I love a lot of the old music because that's when you had to sing. They didn't have, not that there's no singers today or they can't sing, but now they have auto tunes and all these things that can help make your voice better. You know, Frank Sinatra and some of those, you know, their voices were great. They didn't have auto tunes and all that. They had minimal ways to make their voices better. But also, recently, this past Sunday, we lost Indiana's favorite Bobby, and it's not Bob Knight, it's Bobby the Brain Heenan. And when WrestleMania came, I think it was WrestleMania 8, came to Indianapolis, you know, that was the big thing. It was Indiana's favorite Bobby, and that's what he talked about and bragged about. And I had some friends from high school that went to it, because it's an hour away from where we live. And I guess it was supposed to be a... What was that? The Bulldog, I think, was supposed to fight, and it never happened. We don't know why. If they didn't agree at last minute, there was like four matches that happened before the main event even started, WrestleMania. And one of my friends, I remember him saying that by the time it got to the final match, he was sick of wrestling. He didn't want to see me. He was like, I'm done with this already. I wanted to go home, you know? Well, it's like, and I ended up, I remember pay-per-viewing it, my parents got pissed because it was expensive. I'm like, I just wanted to see it because it was out of Indianapolis. And my mom and dad were irate. What the hell? That's $40-some. I'm like, oops. Yep, I called that 1-900 number, whatever. Your pay-per-view has been activated. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it was kind of neat just because it was in my... Because that was back when it was like a big, big thing. Now, I guess they still do WrestleManias and stuff, but it was when they had like four big events a year, and it wasn't like every month they had some big thing. And to me, I guess I lost interest in the whole thing when they had WCW came out and some of their Monday Nitros were as exciting as, okay, some of these Monday Nitros seem to be as big as the WrestleManias. And I'm like, okay, well then where do you go? Because if it's that, wow. I mean, I liked it back when there was like nobodies and okay, like it was a rarity to see Hulk Hogan or Ric Flair or to see the big stars. And at this main event, you're going to see all these people. Because there was one guy I was reading an interview when they were talking about Bobby Heenan and he had to tell these young wrestlers, he goes, our main event's WrestleMania. Do some fun stuff at some of these other events, but save your hooray and your big things for WrestleMania. Then I go over the top more than normal. I do, maybe do something more extravagant than normal. But I think for me, it's not wrestling anymore. Ricky Morton actually commented on Bobby the Brain Heenan, and during the interview, he's like, well, now my son wants to follow my footsteps as a wrestler, and I'm not having him in wrestling classes as much as acting classes because 90% of it, it's not even, I wouldn't let my kids watch the wrestling of today. If I could have kids, me and my wife, I wouldn't let them watch it of today. But, you know, he was just, you know, the way he flipped his pen and all that. And I got to meet several of the guys. I got to meet many of the wrestlers because they used to go to this deli all the time in Bridgeport, Connecticut. My dad had a business out there and I got to meet some of them when they're at the deli. And at the airport when I was going to Florida, the one of the few times I went anywhere on a plane. And I think Greg the Hammer Valentine and Jimmy Hart and I think I don't know if it was Heartbound. No, it was the Bushwhackers or one of them was with them. And it was amazing how they were just left alone. People knew they were going from point A. They didn't get bothered too much. But it was just, you know, to see all these people that I grew up with and now to see them pass. And I mean, it's like any more the Super Bowl halftime show, which I don't really watch the NFL anymore just because of all the them disrespecting this nation. But like the last couple Super Bowls, I did see mainly for the halftime show, which has been like 2 years or so since I've seen one. I didn't know them. I'd just go on YouTube just to watch the halftime show only. And I'm like, who is this person? I don't know. I don't know these people anymore. I'm getting old, but hey, it's part of life. It is, but this is how sad this country is. I watch a lot of Fox News and InfoWars and all that stuff on my phone, you know, because my wife's not a super huge political nerd like I am, but that's okay. We all have our different things, you know. That's the good thing about marriage, folks. I mean, if you're not going to be loving, there's things that your wife's going to be into, unfortunately, that you're not, and vice versa. You have to give and take. You know, we have a lot of things me and my wife have in common. I would still watch Manchester United if my wife was, I mean, I'm thought about divorcing her because she likes Everton, but that's a whole nother ball game. That's a joke, folks. But, you know, if she didn't like football, I would still watch it. I would just hope she would respect me and say, I want you to watch this because I know you enjoy it. I'm going to go downstairs while you lie in bed and watch this, you know, reclining in the bed with the pillows to, you know, to prop up your back and, you know, I'm going to go downstairs and watch what I want to watch so you can watch what you want to watch. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, it doesn't matter. As long as I get to watch it. You know, that was my point, you know. You know, watching TV in bed's about as far as I'll get about what goes on in the bedroom, folks. But that's, you know, but that she won. But anyways, you're going to have, and that's where I get a lot of my news. I have apps and I nerd out on politics and stuff. I always have been fascinated by how this country works and functions. But you have you have this notion that we have a police chief in Chicago who's like, okay, we're going to hit 800 deaths. That's what we're projected to. It could be more. But we're projected to get 800 deaths by the end of the year. And what is good old Rob Emanuel doing? He's talking about climate change. Oh, he did hire 100 new police officers, but when 400 plus have put in resignation letters, gee, how does that put you in the bonus? That kind of sounds like the government. Guess what, folks? We're gonna put $100 on our debt, but we're gonna add $20,000 to the debt. Hey, we so let me guess, you brought it down $19,900. No, actually, that's how much you raised it by. You know, that's, I don't understand. That's the liberal logic. You know, he's concerned about climate change when you have massive death, massive shootings. Oh, well, don't worry, Rob Emanuel. You got the Black Lives Matter. They're going to come and they're going to fix and sort out everything because it's Black Lives Matter. That's what they do. Well, yeah, Black Lives Matter only if it's the white cop that kills the black person, and that happens like once or twice a year in the whole United States. And every time it is, any time it's happened, it's been justified 100%. You know, like that recent shooting, if that guy would have just complied with the cops, yeah, he might not be dead. And there is an investigation of a cop who has been suspended, and they're investigating him because I'm trying to think of where this was. I read an article on this where this guy is deaf, and they're telling him he cannot understand you, he can't hear you, he's deaf. And he's like, get down, get down, get down. And these people are screaming at the cop. He is deaf. He is deaf. He cannot hear you. He cannot understand you. He can't hear you at all. And they, he shot the guy dead because he refused to comply. And there's like 20 people that were screaming at the cop. He is deaf. He can't hear you. And they just ignored him. Now, for some reason, if my wife is deaf and she couldn't hear a cop, the cop, don't tell me how to do my job. I'm like, no, they're just trying. It's like, they don't want to hear it. It's like, dude, this guy is deaf. They're trying to tell you that. That's why he's not complying. That's a whole nother ball game entirely. You know? Whole nother ball game entirely. But that's where this world's coming to. We're having this world where, you know, they're blowing all these things out of proportion. A lot of these incidents, it's not that they're all blown out of proportion, you know? I mean, I don't, and right now they don't know why the officer wasn't listening. I wasn't saying, hey, okay, oh, I'm going to put down my weapon. He's deaf, okay. We don't know why they didn't do it, but it's just how the cookie crumbles, you know? I mean, it's sad. You know, but when you can justify, you know, okay, hey, this guy is a drug dealer running from the law. It's like these black people don't want to, they want to be treated differently. They want to have, you know, you can't tell me what to do. That's right, you know. Okay, roll down your window, turn the car off, roll down the window, turn the car off, throw your keys out the window, put your hands out, and come out of the car. I ain't coming out of the car. Okay, I gave you orders. You don't want to do it. This is the consequences. In England, they have cold writs. If you don't pay your debts, if you have debts, or you don't pay your loan or your mortgage or whatever, they can come after you with a writ, and it's sort of like a warrant. This is from the High Court. We've given you opportunities to pay on this. You haven't done it. Here's this basically like a warrant. We're out to come in your house and seize. You got 2 hours to come up with at least, well, we want all the money today, but if you can come up with half the money, great. If not, this is our warrant that allows us to come to your house and seize whatever we want to. Then you can't invade our house. Well, this is, they don't just come into your house unannounced, per se, because they have to get a writ before they can, they just can't walk into your house. They have to have a writ from the High Court saying, this is what's going on. You know, a police officer, I'm not going to blow smoke up people's butts. I mean, there are police officers that are bad, but if there's a bad apple, you can't say they're all bad. You know, just because one cop's bad doesn't mean they all are. But for some reason, we have this notion that every black person is on, all blacks are only killed by white cops who are corrupt. And we've gotten in this, somehow we've gotten into the society that says, okay, you're guilty until the mob outside proves you innocent. Okay? There's a little thing called practice what you preach. To all those protesters, I will say, I wonder if they have ever asked themselves if they should have the kind of government they apparently seek. No one would ever be able to do what they are doing again. Ronald Reagan said that. All these protesters want a government that wouldn't allow them to be able to do what they did. If they get the government they want, they're going to be out there like that doing what they're doing. Government police is going to come with tanks, with water, spraying them, shooting them, killing them. They want tolerance. They preach tolerance only of their belief. If you support Christianity, you're intolerant. If you're a Catholic and you support their belief, you're intolerant. If you support Hobby Lobby, you're a bigot. You know, so oh, we support tolerance, but only if I support Christianity, I'm intolerant. But if I support gays, I'm tolerant. If I support women, I'm intolerant unless they're feminist. Yeah, isn't that nice? You know, hey, you're an intolerant bigot because you don't like feminists. But you know, see, I'm sexist because I hate Hillary Clinton, but I love Sarah Palin. So hey, what does that say? But you got to practice what you preach, because I think I've heard some people that supported Republicans back in the day, but now support Democrats. And you know why? I figured this out. I've heard some people, like the drummer of Rush, used to support Republicans. Now he supports more Democrats. And I've figured this out. Back in the day when he would have supported the Republicans, Bill Clinton was saying that we need to build a wall. We need to, you know, we have laws and we need to adhere to these laws. Yeah, we're a nation of immigrants, folks. We are. But we have laws that we need to adhere to. We just can't let people in willy-nilly. We need to secure the border because illegals affect our economy and hurt American workers. Now, Democrats are saying that, hey, we need to open the borders. We need to let everyone in here. You know, we need to just make everyone in America, we need to make everyone on this planet Earth a U.S. citizen. Yeah. Hey, why not? Open the borders. Why do we need a wall? And now they support that side because that's what they're preaching. You know? It's amazing. Because I told this one person, I said, I need to ask you a question because they're very liberal. I'm like, I don't ever remember one liberal bitching that, wait a minute here, why? Okay, this is Obama's signature piece of legislation, Obama's. Why is he exempt from it? Obamacare, why aren't you mad that no Democrat or Republican or any politician has to be on Obamacare? Why don't they have to be on it? Why aren't you outraged? Because I can guarantee you, if George Bush or Donald Trump or John McCain or Mitt Romney or Mike Huckabee or any one of those, Ted Cruz, Ron Paul would have said, well, yeah, you know what? On this Trump care, we're going to have to pass it to find out what's inside it. The liberal media will tear them a new a-hole. Look at this freaking, look, he's Fruit Loops. He's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. This guy, we got to pass. How, what a moron. You got to pass the bill to find out what's in it? Why didn't they say it when Nancy Pelosi? But they would say it if any one of those guys were to introduce a bill without reading it. They don't practice what they preach. Obama was all about, you know, we need to secure the border and this and that. Nope, not now. Now he's like, oh, let them all in. The reason why, because I've heard people saying that there's, what is it, that like Trump's numbers are falling and people are abandoning him. Okay, whatever. I love Trump more now than I ever did. He's one of the few presidents that not only did I vote for him, but I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did. He's not like, oh, crap, here we go. Here's another, he's saying one thing, doing something else. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I love your president, you know, because, you know, finally, you know, how can you support a guy that got rid of DACA? Yeah, he eliminated DACA and got rid of it and then okay, first of all, Trump gave DACA to the Congress to fix. He didn't eliminate it. No one's getting deported. That's what people, all these liberal douches that think that, oh, he got rid of DACA and everyone's been deported. Okay, if he eliminated DACA and got everyone deported, kudos to Trump, because I'd love to know how he got all those people rounded up. And the problem you have is a lot of those people don't have a say. They're 1 or 2 years old or 3 years old, and guess what? Cha-ching, we're coming here. We have no, you know, they didn't have a say in it. You know, our American people should come first. If you're born in America, don't you think you should have first dibs on a job over an illegal or someone that is just crossed the border? Don't you think our vet, I don't know what's the liberal teachings that have gotten us to the point where people piss on the American flag, burn it, they don't care. When are they going to wake up to realize that the type of society they want and the government they want, if they did that, they'd be thrown in prison. I want to see you go to North Korea and disrespect their country. You'll get shot and executed right there. Well, they'll make sure everyone, they will televise it, so that they'll say, hey, you want to disrespect Kim Jong-un? This is what's going to happen. There's going to be 25 people with rifles, and they're going to shoot your ass till you're dead. Look at these countries where they have water tanks, and they're spraying people down and knocking them over and pepper spraying them and beating them to death. And it's a government police force. That's what's going to happen to you, because you're going to push to get this society and government you want. And then once you're going to be like that Obama lady. That's like, I got Obama phone. Everyone in Cleveland who vote mine don't either got a phone. I got a phone. And then she went, like I've said before, she was on Alex Jones. And he goes, okay, bring all your papers. Okay. Obama said this, $250,000 or less, your taxes won't go up. My taxes quadrupled. This went up, that went up. My gas is up. My mortgage is up. Everything I'm paying has gone up. But by the time she realizes she was screwed, she had already voted for him. It's too late. By the time these kids realize what they've done, they're going to be out trying to protest to get rid of it, and they're going to be getting beaten for trying to stand up to the regime. That's what's scary. You got to practice what you preach, folks. Don't say you're tolerant of a group when you're not. It's like that South Park, the Hall of Tolerance. And when they get out of the thing, get out of there, you dirty lungs, you filthy smoker. And they go off on a guy that's smoking when they just went through, they should be tolerant of him.
I would be like, I'm going to ride again.
That's my wife, producer. I love her to death. She makes my day, because she is. And like I've said before, as I move on, folks, because, you know, what have I always said? What did Glenn Beck get hammered with when he was at a CPAC convention, when he called on all these Democrats? Well, actually, they were Republicans. No, they're not. They're Democrats. Just because they have Republican in the name doesn't mean they are. John Kasich switched parties. You know, well, I mean, it's not a surprise to me, but he is taking along Governor John Hickenlooper of Colorado. He's taking him, and they've already made appearances, I guess, and they're already planning to run. And I guess they're like, okay, we're going to start now. I guess he's disappointed in Trump with his UN speech and all this stuff, and, you know, disappointing last night in Phoenix and all these speeches he's giving, and how dare he, you know, the Trump has the ability to unite us and do all this stuff, and he's not doing it. I'm like, okay, gee, I actually look back, I got a brain, even though I just had a concussion. I can remember pretty good. I've taken my member berries. Go back to the Bush era. I don't remember protests about color. There's always been racism in this country. There's always going to be blacks that think they're better than everyone, and there's always going to be white people who think they're better than everyone. But guess what, folks? There wasn't this, we need to have a separate graduation, we need to have separate dorm rooms. You know, there wasn't this white, there were white cops that killed black people back in 2000. And guess what, folks? there wasn't this outrage. I mean, granted, if you go down to Compton, watch or South Central or Brooklyn, the Bronx, there's a good chance someone walking down the street is home. If he just try to find some way to pat them down, and that, and I understand that that happens. They actually used to take little young girls and give them like a Mickey Mouse backpack and fill it full of like Coke and stuff. And yeah, you walk this down because no police officer is going to sit there and harm you. And oh, and he might even walk you here. Thanks. And then when you're all said and done, you hand off the Mickey Mouse backpack and there are 4 kilos of Coke in there, because who's going to try to go after a little girl? But it's not trying to, he's not one of us. He's not trying to unite us and da-da-da, and I'm embarrassed and all, whatever. We must unite on a common goal for a stronger America. Gee. Everything that Kasich said that, you know, Obama's trying to do. His UN speech, he's kind of like, okay, we're America. We support freedom for all, but we're not trying to push our belief on you. We want you to have socialized medicine if that's what you support. We want you to have the country you have. We want you to be the country you are. But Rocket Man, your days of, you know, even Bush should have done something about North Korea. Obama didn't do anything. Stuff needs to be done. It's not a fact of another Republican, another war. Someone said that to me, and I said, well, then why didn't Obama do anything? Oh, no, wait a minute. Hillary Clinton just barked about how we need to have more diplomatic talks with them. Well, you were the head diplomatic talk speaker person of Obama's presidency. Why didn't you do something? You were the head. You were the person that could have done diplomatic relations. Secretary of State. Yeah. She was too busy breaking cell phones. What's going on? That's my point. That's what I'm saying, folks. She had the ability to do something. She was the Secretary of State. But just so you know, I mean, so don't. That's what pisses me off when, like, well, you know, we need to do this. No. Diplomatic. That's bull. If diplomacy would have worked, you would have done it. Now, she's someone that's going to sit there and do something. She's going to sit there and sit on her butt and not work, but then bitch at you for sitting on your butt and not working. Are you going to work today? Well, what are you doing? What are you doing? No, I'm asking you, are you going to work today? What are you doing? I just came in here to see what you're doing because I've been busting my butt and you're sitting on your ass. But this, I've tried to find it, but I don't think I can. I went on eBay, and I've tried to, there's a John Lemon soda, and I want to get a bottle before they have the name changed, because it's going to be worth something, because Yoko Ono, which, you know, I don't understand this. You got her and John Lennon. Why did he get the boards? Why didn't she, I don't, but anyways, there's like a advertisement where it has Let It Be. There's some other things in some of the advertisements, and she's saying they're infringing on the John Lennon trademark and all this, which they had John Lemon trademarked before John Lennon's name was ever trademarked. I don't, honestly, I think about it, if you probably could have went 6 years ago and trademarked John Lennon's name, and Guess what? But I guess they had it done before that name, and she's, and I guess they would legally, from what I'm understanding, have recourse to say, hey, but she has so much money that she would just nonstop, you know, they wouldn't be able to survive it. So they're just going to, out of respect, change the name. That was never their intention to try to replicate. But, well, if you do lemon with a kind of a two hump M, it looks like, instead of a printed, like almost like a cursive M, you know, like a two hump M, it looks like two N's together and all this. Sort of like the Monster Energy drink where that, the three claw marks, that claw mark represents like the Arabic symbol for six, and that 666, and then there's a cross in the circle that when you drink it upside down, it's an upside down cross and all this. You know, there are people that say that if you do the M just right, it looks like two close together N's and it would spell John Lennon. Who knows? I don't think they meant any harm, you know. But anyways, they're Polish people, so it's a Polish company, and I tried to see if I can get a bottle, so I just to have before they, because they have till like November to change, you know, and get some. But I think it's like a lemonade. But I thought that'd be kind of cool. But I want to get into this now because I remember fourth grade. I'll tell you how old I am. We had the projectors. We had like the two reels of film, and like it would go from one to the other. Oh, those were the days. When you saw that rolling in the classroom on Friday, like cha-ching. Probably can't have that now because now they've done research, and after like 2 years old, you can't nap. You're not supposed to sleep. I'm like, man, that nap mat was the best. Well, that's what they say. Like, after 2 years old, you're not supposed to, kids aren't supposed to nap. Like, when we had nap time in elementary school, we're not supposed to do that because it affects your sleeping at night as a kid. And I'm like, no, that nap time was not only beneficial for me, but it was beneficial for the teacher because then she could do her whatever. She could get away for a little bit. About 15 minutes left in the program, just over that. So I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. But, wow. It's just one of those things that back in the day, you had to get a permission slip from your mom signed so you could watch the sex education videos where they talked about, you know, you're getting testosterone and estrogen, and pretty soon as a woman, you're going to develop little bumps on your forefront. That's going to turn into boobies and all, you know, and all this stuff and these cheesy like videos. But you had to get your parents' permission. And some parents in fourth grade wouldn't let their kids do that. We're going to teach our kid. It's not a school's responsibility. But California's school board will allow transgender books in elementary schools. Like kindergartners will be able to learn about transgender kids. Kindergartners, but when I grew up, there were fourth graders that weren't allowed to watch the videos. I don't get it, kids. I mean, to me, it's about doing, to me, I want to teach, if I have a kid, I'm going to teach him. Nope. And what's going to happen is more and more and more people are going to homeschool, and then they're going to start demanding, okay, you're going to have set, we're going to tell you what you teach your kid. We're going to demand, this is your homeschool curriculum, and they're going to force you to try to be taught the same thing, or they're going to try to ban homeschooling. Because these people that want tolerance only want you to learn about what they want you to learn about. See, that's the problem. All this stuff that's going on comes back to one thing where they want you to be tolerant of one view theirs. Okay, you're going to learn about the pillars in Islam. You're going to learn about Sharia law. You're going to learn about all this stuff. But Christianity. No, that, no, dude. Quit being a bigot. If someone ever says that's me, because okay, excuse me. Okay. I'm willing to learn about whatever you, I'm willing to learn about the pillars of Islam. As long as we're learning about what Catholics believe and what Methodists believe and what Baptists believe and what Jews believe and what people that are Baha'i believe and what Hare Krishnas believe. And we're equally learning about everything. It is 110% objective. If you're a Christian, you know, you can bring a Quran to school but not a Bible. I'm sorry, folks. Transgender thing is not an easy subject. I mean, I've had friends that, like, when they were 2 years old, they were always like, well, where's my dolls? Where's my pink stuff? It's not a black or white issue. And it should be something that's taught by the parents. Imagine if you had a teacher like Mr. Garrison as a kindergarten teacher showing your kids how to put a condom on. If you're watching South, if you watch South Park, you'll understand what that was, that joke. This just gets funnier and funnier and funnier every time, because now climate models are questioned because global warming may be slower than previously thought. First it was, at first we should have, that the earth should have like melted, should have been flooded. No, well actually by now the earth should have been in one big puddle of water that would have been evaporated into nothing. So now global warming is slower than they previously thought. Then it's going to even be slower than that. Before you know it, they're going to come out and say, oh, it never existed in the first place. See, climate change to me is sort of like the Church of Scientology. You might get into it as a thing and it's great, but as you start learning about seed and levels and body seedings and brainwashed alien souls, and you have to e-meters and hold on to the sticks and you find out what a scam it is, then you're like, oops, what did I get duped into? But that's how this system works. You know, pretty soon they're gonna make, oh, global warming, it's global nothing. It's all a scam. I think they're having a hard time finding people that believe in it mainstream. So they're having to kind of like change it. Yeah, well, guess what, folks? It's gone from a big issue to not really an issue to who knows what. Yes, folks. Police seek a mad pooper. Colorado Springs police. Imagine if you're like, 911, what's your emergency? Yeah, there's a lady defecating in my yard. Yeah, this is my wife. She can't believe it. But police are seeking mad pooper. Woman jogger who's defecating shamelessly on people's front lawn. I'm surprised she isn't leaving like a fertilizer bill. Have a bag of hay, have like a hip pack with like a bag with hay in it. Colorado Springs cops are hunting a woman dubbed as a mad pooper who's been caught defecating in front of houses for weeks. How can you go weeks? I don't think I could sit there outside this apartment complex, go up and down with these places and crap in someone's front yard. I bet you I would get busted.
They don't know who she is.
They got video of her, but that's about it.
They'll find out who she is.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, yeah, they will, but still, I mean, it's just like...
I mean, what crime is it? What crime?
Public indecency.
That's not even a misdemeanor. That's a ticket.
It depends where you live. I've known...
Okay, it's a misdemeanor. It's not a felony.
Still, I've known people who have gone to jail for it.
Okay, maybe 6 months at the most.
Well, okay, well, okay, folks, I'm going to make sure my wife goes to jail for 6 months.
Well, no,
I'm going to find a way to get my wife to go to jail for 6 months, because that's all it is. It's not big. I mean, but, I mean, seriously, that's just like, but it is gross, but still. But I'm sure there's more, I mean, I'll have to look up the Colorado law, but I'm sure it's like human indecency, public indecency is probably a lewd act with an, you know, and all kinds of other stuff, but there is that. This is kind of an interesting story. Melania Trump threatens a lawsuit over billboards using her image to advertise English classes. And where was this? I forget what country. It was in a weird country. Like,
oh, I thought it was here in the
States. No, this was in Croatia, where they did that. I'm sure if they would have gotten her approval, it had probably been like, Trump is in bed with Croatians taking money. Some sort of trying to, you know, even though Hillary Clinton gave uranium and all that stuff to Russia and whatever. Oh, yeah, it's been a long time since we talked about Russia, Russia, Russia. Thank God. I mean, but hey, what do you know? Got about 6 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that you're a part of. And yeah, I think the other day was League Cup action, and it's kind of interesting because it was like the League Cup. You don't get to see that. They don't. I don't understand because like you get all these apps, and I'm like, yeah, I can hear this game, I can hear that match, and this and that. And then when you're listening, it's like, sorry, but the game you're trying to listen to cannot be heard due to it's not rights restrictions, it's only being offered in England. It's like, okay, you know, so I'll watch the United States watch along and just listen to them talk while I'm working, which means I'm hearing about 1% of it because I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. But, you know, it's just kind of more or less to see what the score is, but... But I'm telling you this, so they should air those in the U.S. because Doncaster Rovers, they would get some experience on TV outside of U.K. Same with Nottingham Forest. Some of these teams would get some exposure outside of the U.S. where they would hardly ever get because they're not in the top tier of the Premier League. You know, this weekend coming up on the 23rd, we take on Southampton, Manchester United does. And it's just, you know, my wife's Everton is taking on Bournemouth. It's, you know, you got Crystal Palace and Man City. That's going to be interesting to see if Crystal Palace can finally at least score a goal. They haven't gotten a goal or a win yet. So we'll have to see on that. But host... Huddersfield Town and Burnley, West Ham United and Tottenham Hotspur, Stoke City and Chelsea and Swansea and Watford. It's because I'm doing fantasy and it's kind of fun to do that, but the problem is with the European fantasy and stuff is it's like, okay, well, I would love to see Chelsea lose, but then I have players on, okay, I want to see them score like 3 goals apiece, these 2 Chelsea players, and then lose 7-6, because that way I still get my points for the goals, but then... Yeah, I know. It's you know, but hey, besides the goal differential, we're in second place under Man City, so I'm not too shabby. It's Man City, and okay, well, let me see. Tottenham Hotspur Everton. They are 18th in the table.
How many is in the
20? But, I mean, I think as a fan, we all want Rooney to do well. I do. I want him to go out. No. She just thinks I don't like Rooney because he's not at Manchester ability. I'll put it like this. Well, let me put it like this. Okay. There's a little old team from Germany called Bayer Leverkusen. I think they're 13th in the Bundesliga now. You know what happened when my favorite player, Dimitar Berbatov, was there? They went to the Champions League final, and they got beat by the famous Real Madrid side that had Zinedine Zidane, along with many other players. He was doing hat tricks at Manchester United, and Alex Ferguson said, give him the axe. And I'm like, he is one of the best players I have seen in a long time. I have a hole in my heart because of some things. Alex Ferguson, he was one of the greatest managers, but like, okay, why did you get rid of him? He was incredible. I don't know why he got rid of Nostor either. But, I mean, after the ankle injury, of course, he wasn't that billion-dollar star he was. He was still great, but he wasn't, like, perfect. But, I mean, I'm just, like, with Manchester United, I think we may have some actual people wanting to come. And I think what they're going to do is they're going to get their ducks in a row saying, hey, I wanted to come this summer. You do whatever you have to so that come January transfer window, I can just transition over to United. So we'll have to wait and see if Alexis Sanchez does that, because I think he's one that really wants to. I don't blame anyone for wanting to leave Arsenal. I don't blame them at all. I mean, if they don't get rid of Austin Wenger this year, I don't know what they're thinking. I really don't. He hasn't done crap. Well, they got a community shield. So what? You know, that's about it. Other than that, he has not done anything beneficial for me to say, yeah, stay. They are 12th in the Premier League. And if they don't do anything significant this week, their chances of getting in the title race are slim to none. And they're going to really have to do something, Arsenal, in my opinion, for them to even, normally they start out really good and then tank. And they're starting out tanking. So, I mean, Crystal Palace, no one can be that bad, but hey, you know. Everybody's going to have their bad times. Everyone's going to have their team that turns around. And, you know, we've had bad times at United, and we're going to have good times again. So, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.